Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
What's going on, Andre? How you doing, man?
Well, I'm all right. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing okay. Yes. So what's been going on in your world, man?
A lot. Class of 3000 right now. Been ready to put this thing on stage and see Class of 3000, which was the animated show. A lot of people know about that, you know, through their kids. Class of 3000 is an animated show that was on Cartoon Network. The premise is this music superstar, which is voiced by myself, he leaves the business and comes back home to Atlanta, Georgia. And at the same time, there's these kids at a performing arts school, and they decide, hey, why don't we get this superstar, his name is Sonny Bridges, why don't we get him to be our music teacher? And so they devise a plan to get him to come and teach at their school, and that's the basis of the whole animated show. And so the Alliance Theater has taken that, and they're putting it on stage. So you actually have real people playing these children, and it is hilarious to see, like, these grown people playing kids and embodying a cartoon character.
Now, the Alliance Theater is responsible for getting The Color Purple up to Broadway. Is that something that you are hopeful for Class of 3000?
Well, I want it to go as far as it can go. If it goes, I'd love it. You know, that'd be great.
You seem to have, like, this creative ADD to me. Like, you're always trying to stretch it a little bit, and I don't want to use the word bored, but you always are always stretching yourself a little in so many different areas, and everything that you seem to touch just seems to be successful.
Well, thank you. And it's funny you say that. It is kind of, you know, like a creative ADD, because it's I have to keep myself excited in a way. You know, I have to kind of keep myself alive. So, you know, I always kind of start things saying, oh, this would be cool. You know, I seldom start anything and say, oh, man, this would make great money. You know, so it's like just ideas. You just try them out, and sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. It's all about trying it, you know.
Whose idea was it to go and put Class of 3000 as a live show?
This was the Alliance Theater.
That's awesome.
You know, they were looking for something to put on stage for their kids, and they felt like it was a perfect marriage. You know, the show took place in Atlanta. I'm from Atlanta. It was about music, and of course, you know, music, education, and just the arts in school, you know, is kind of dying out right now. They just felt like it was a perfect thing to do, so they contacted Cartoon Network and got me involved. It's amazing.
It's a great concept. You know, people are going to be curious what's going on with you and Outkast, because people love to say that the band's not happening anymore, that you guys are done. So why don't you set the record straight?
Well, right now we're concentrating on what we always record music, man. Right now we're concentrating on these solo albums, and maybe there will be another Outkast album. We really don't know. It's all about, you know, how do you feel at the time, to be honest. And, you know, we're kind of getting up there in age. I know I'm only 33 when it comes to music. That's like a hip-hop uncle. But, you know, it's like, you know, you're always trying to, you know, keep yourself excited. So right now I'm just concentrating on, you know, what I feel that's really important. And so I have songs that I really feel like, you know, people need to hear. And Big Boy has songs that he feels like people need to hear right now. You know, I go by the studio and check Big Boy out all the time and see what's going on. You know, so it's always, you know, a love kind of thing. But I think, you know, people have to just, you know, realize that it's almost like you growing up in the same house with a brother. And eventually, you know, you have to go out and get your own house and family, you know. And I think a lot of times, because people have seen you together for so long, you know, it may seem odd if you go out and, you know, do your own thing. But, you know, I welcome it all. But it's all good music, man. And then, you know, hopefully we will do another Outkast album.
I want to be clear on something.
On the vibe.
I want to be totally clear on something here. So you're saying you're open to an Outkast album, but there's always the chance that that's never going to happen again.
Yeah, it's always. I might not even put out an album. You really don't know. It all depends on how you feel. You know, when we started it, it was just something that, you know, we loved to do out of high school. You know, it was never like, you know, okay, we got to do this or we got to do that. You know, it's just however you feel at the time.
Does quote-unquote Outkast just feel like a muscle that's already been flexed to you and you're just ready to start working out in a different way now?
No, because I just feel like if we have something to say, it was always if you have something to say. That's why, I mean, if you look at the Outkast history, we never, like, just, you know, put out, you know, two, three albums a year or anything like that. It was always like, okay, let's do this album. Okay, we feel like we got these songs. We feel like we got something to present. Let's do it. You know, it was never like, you know, contractual. We got to do 2-3 albums a year. Okay, let's go ahead and just try to make it, you know. It was always like, okay, what do you have to say right now? What do you want to present right now? So, you know, I don't want to, you know, just feed people some mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's always open, you know.
Well, Andre, I love your feature on the John Legend Greenlight song. I want to know how that came about, you working with John Legend.
Really, it was a blessing because the song was done. You know, John had done his part. You know, he sang the Give Me the Green Light part. And the producer of the song, who actually is from Atlanta, he was in the studio and he let me hear the song. And I was like, oh, man, this is something totally different for John. And I felt like it was, you know, such a departure from what he's known to do, you know, mm-hmm. from just sitting behind the piano and, you know, singing these great songs. It was kind of like an upbeat jam, and I liked the song. And so I said, hey, I got something for it. And so he said, yeah, sure, come on in. And so I put down, you know, my little bridge part and then put down, you know, the little lyric rap part. And it just turned out to be what it is now.
So you did not freestyle that?
I freestyled the end of it, end.
I want to play this for you guys, if you don't know what we're talking
about. If you can hear, it kind of goes... I think it starts when I don't remember. So y'all get to asking people about lyrics, and they.
I actually
it's
got
like
that.
what you do when you're in the studio. You have prepared pieces, and it's supposed to end, but you're excited, so you just kind of keep going, and you just make up stuff. Cool. So you can kind of tell when it starts to freestyle because you know the rhythm pattern is kind of just you know more primitive, and you just kind of just throwing like words out. And it starts to sound like a freestyle, and then I just let them know, hey, that was just a freestyle. So, no, the whole thing is not a freestyle. So, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and act like I made up the whole thing completely. A lot of people will do that, but I ain't going to lie to you like that.
Then the next question would be, okay, freestyle something for us right now. As good as that. Go.
Oh, man, I cannot do that. This is too early.
This is
and what's funny is I'm not even a great freestyle like Big Boy. Now, Big Boy will freestyle you all day long, but I'm more of a writer, to be honest, and when I did that, it was more just like a having fun kind of thing,
It's a brilliant piece of the song, and this is the clip that he's talking about. This is the John Legend song, but Andre starts to steal the show here.
So I went hard like Medusa staring at me. I told her, let's go, let's blow this lame factory. She said, what kind of girl do you think that I are? The kind that you meet in a bar? You think you can get whatever you want, cause you some kind of star. No, I'm a comet, I just want your woman. Hey, if I were you, it would be me that I go home with. 3, the one and only, one thing you ain't considered. I heard you when you told your girl, ooh, we can get it. Admit it, you did it. Let's hop a cab and split it. I'm kidding, we both going to where you living. I got you giggling like a piglet. Oh, that's the ticket. I hope you're more like Anita Baker than Robert Gibbons. No, I don't know that.
We all tried spontaneously freestyling on the show one day, and we all came up with about 2 lines, and it was the worst 10 minutes of radio we've ever done in our lives.
The first one was hard, the first line.
It's brutal. Well, man, we appreciate your time, and we're going to link on up to the Alliance Theater, and we urge you guys to go check out Class of 3000. It's Andre
Thank
Benjamin,
you.
And we're keeping it
Thank
here
you.
In Atlanta.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Appreciate it. So contact the Alliance Theater to get tickets and come on out. Right. Bring the kids. They'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, and I've got kids, and I'm always sort of at a loss on weekends what to do with them. You can only go to Monkey Joe's so many times.
Sure.
You know? And you're sort of like searching for things to do. This is the place that's going to be safe now for the next couple of weeks at Alliance Theater.
That's
so go
right.
Check it
that's
out.
Right. So we're giving you a little time to take a nap.
There you go. All right, Andre. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, take
Appreciate
care, man.
It.
Thank you.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.